From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama said today that GM has a credible plan that is full of promise, and that GM can't achieve that promise alone. General Motors' bankruptcy filing this morning is an unprecedented moment, the humbling of one of America's most iconic companies.
And the bankruptcy is the result of a carefully crafted agreement with the White House. The plan envisions a new GM, much smaller, with fewer divisions, fewer plants, and far fewer workers. The company will be getting another $30 billion from the government, and Mr. Obama said the government will be acting as a reluctant shareholder. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It is a sobering thought, General Motors in bankruptcy. But the president today spoke of something that has been anything but guaranteed for GM, a future.
Working with my auto task force, GM and its stakeholders have produced a viable, achievable plan that will give this iconic American company a chance to rise again.
This was the third time the president has stood before cameras to discuss the troubled U.S. car business. 2 months ago, it was to say GM and Chrysler had not done enough to warrant further government help. On that day, he gave each more time. Then, a month ago, the president said Chrysler would survive, but only after going through bankruptcy. Today was GM's turn. In fact, today's announcement about GM actually included good news from Chrysler that it is about to emerge from bankruptcy with a new partner, the Italian automaker Fiat.
Many experts said that a quick surgical bankruptcy was impossible. They were wrong. Others predicted that Chrysler's decision to enter bankruptcy would lead to an immediate collapse in consumer confidence that would send car sales over a cliff. They were wrong as well.
The president says GM can follow the same path. But Chrysler and GM are very different. GM is much larger. It will not enter into a forced marriage with another company. Instead, it is slashing brands, Pontiac, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab. GM will now sell cars under just four divisions, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and GMC. Here's company chairman Fritz Henderson.
We'll have fewer nameplates, which allows us to basically focus on getting every one of those nameplates right. In this case, I think fewer, more focused, and better is a much better approach.
GM also announced that it is closing or temporarily idling another dozen plants. Three of those factories are in the suburban Detroit district of Democratic Congressman Gary Peters.
It is a very tough day for all of us in Michigan.
Peters does say the news that Chrysler seems to be surviving bankruptcy offers some hope. Still,
bottom line, we still are losing three plants here in my county. People have to realize that this is not just about General Motors or Chrysler, just that people aren't buying cars, period. And until automobiles start returning to normal levels, our economy here is going to continue to be decimated.
The additional $30 billion the president has announced for GM is not alone. It actually gives the U.S. the majority stake in the automaker, by far, bringing the total U.S. aid to the company to more than $50 billion.
Now, let me talk about this. I recognize that this may give some Americans pause.
But the president stressed that the goal is not to run GM, that it will be run by a private board of directors and management team, that they and not the government will make the decisions about how to turn the company around. The president did say that thanks to the U.S. investment, a restructured GM will now have breathing room, allowing it to again be an engine of the U.S. economy.
And when that happens, we can truly say that what is good for General Motors and all who work there is good for the United States of America.
Still, the risks are there, not just for GM, but politically for the White House as well. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.